Welcome to the Design Hack Podcast. Welcome everyone, and thank you so much for coming in. And today we have a very special guest, Bharat, with us, and he is a user experience designer at Zeta. Welcome, Bharat. Welcome for having. Thanks for being here, man.
Hey, Abhay. Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks, Abhay, for having me here. It's a pleasure to talk about design early in our Saturday morning.
Yes, man. Perfect. So let's just start this podcast with the very first question about yourself. Like, who are you, and like, what's your introduction, and why specifically, why did you choose design in your life?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Bharat, and I'm a content creator who writes on design and productivity, and I'm also a UX designer at Zeta, working on some of the international projects of Zeta currently. And why design? It's interesting, mostly because I've always liked the joy of creating things. So back when I was a child, I was breaking toys of my siblings, junior siblings. And then I used to, you know, fix those broken motors and everything into toys and try to build certain things. Or even while playing video games, I used to imagine, what if this character comes to this game and what happens and how would that interact and all of that to happen. So all this childhood time, I used to think that like I should build games when I grow up and make money and all of that, right? So I didn't know the term design or game design at that time, but I knew that, okay, there can, someone would be creating the character, someone would be writing the stories, and I wanted to be that person as well. But yeah, as we moved forward in life, things changed and priorities also changed, and that's how from game design, things shifted to UX design.
That's interesting, because I think a lot of people do think about game design, but that's interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that you, because of this, I think because of this only, because you knew that something related to game design you want to do, I think that's why you, I'm assuming, and you can like kind of elaborate on that, that's why you kind of did your bachelor's as well in like industrial and product design.
Yep, exactly. So before I could know, I was into the engineering race, right? So you don't know, get 10th khatam ho, and then suddenly you don't know, but you are in a class of 60 people competing for IIT JEE and AAEEE. Back then it was AAEEE, I don't know what is these days. So so I was into engineering, and I was looking at opportunity, okay, even if I do engineering, where can I end up, which is somewhat, you know, related to game design. And this course at NIT Rourkela came to be a surprise to me, because first of all, NIT Rourkela means it has a 50% quota for Odisha students. That means it is slightly easier to get in. Now, second thing is, because it was a very new course back then, which is like, I think it was 1 or 2 year old, the entire course. And the college is like 50 years old. So again, not a lot of people were applying for that, because there were no stats about how the placements are going to happen for this discipline. So I got a bit lucky there, finding this discipline in NIT Rourkela, which is industrial design. And yeah, that's how I thought, okay, even if it is not IIT, of course, I was not getting into IIT, considering the first year ka result and how things were going on. But I could think that, yeah, since the cutoff is quite high in industrial design, I could get into it, and I was targeting that all this while. Otherwise, if that would have not happened also, I think I would have taken computer science in some other college and I would have still got into design.
That is interesting. So do you think that being into industrial and product design did help you out, or did like made you learn something related to design? I think,
well, yeah, and but my expectation was a little higher when I went inside it, right? So I was expecting that there will be a lot of industrial design, or there will be a lot of 3D modeling, or, you know, the science behind why certain 3D models will be there and all. But so again, I would not blame the college entirely, because it was a new discipline, and they were also figuring out what to teach, what to keep in the curriculum based on whatever faculty they have. Because even the faculty were not exactly from industrial design background as such. Some of them would be from mechanical, some of them would be from electronics and all. So they were also trying to figure out, and again, whatever I would search for industrial design on internet would be very different from what we would be taught there. However, there were certain classes or certain small courses that were related to design, and those were quite helpful, like art and aesthetics and a few other things as well were helpful in the course.
That was interesting. I think you were a part of the user testing that they were doing.
Yeah, I think till now also people are a part of that user testing.
I think changing the curriculum is a big deal, but that's a different topic to talk about. But yeah, I think that is something. But I think this course I loved about, because I do see like a lot of places industrial design, but having industrial design and product design, that is something I figured out. And I thought this will be more related to the product design that we hear, like someone is doing a product, someone is a product designer. I thought it would be someone led, but I think I got the point of what they were trying to teach and what they were trying to get.
Right.
So the next question is more about, I know that after this only you did a master's in design. So wanted to ask, how did that happen and why did you thought that you want to do that?
Even before joining NID for my interaction design master's, I was not very keen on doing a master's, to be honest, because I had a path in my mind, okay, I want to learn this much by my own self, and then I want to switch jobs to these kind of companies, and like I had some plan in my mind. And then my parents did an emotional angle and they said mera bachcha MDes karega, and then I was like it's not going to hamper me, since I knew that interaction design was very much in line with what I wanted to do, right? And nothing else, if it would have been any other discipline, I would have not gone into, because those were not in line with my UX goals. So just because it was interaction design, and it was also NID Bangalore, so I wanted to stay in Bangalore because I feel it's the hub for UX design currently in India. So I thought there is nothing to lose as such. There's only a lot of money on the table that is to be lost, and maybe 1 or 2 years. But I thought, even if I get into NID, my self-learning should continue, right? So that was the goal with which I thought, okay, if this makes them happy and if they are ready to, you know, bear the cost of it, then I think I can do it. It's not a very big deal for me. But as I went into NID, I think I learned that interaction design is much more beyond what UX designers only do currently in industry. So a lot of these new technologies, or you know, cross-functional technologies we worked with, and a lot of different people from different backgrounds and cultures, we could interact with them. A lot of very talented people I met with them. And yeah, that definitely had a positive impact. Now the only difference between this time getting into a college and that time getting into a college is, that time I had a lot of expectation. This time I was with zero expectation. I said, I will go and I will learn on myself. And if anything just happens, that would be a bonus. So yeah, that was the mentality that I went in. Ki, if parents are happy and want to bear this, then sure, let's see what is there inside that.
That was good as well. I think at the end, even when you are in, like, this was very interesting because of the fact that I thought that a lot of people, when even from engineering, like, they don't do a master's for design, they just get into design. But you did a bachelor's in design and then you also did a master's in design. I was like trying to figure out the way.
And another reason was why my parents also wanted very dearly was because I've always complained for 4 years that the industrial design curriculum is not up to the mark, and I've always had that curiosity ki what would happen in a design college. And I've been to a few design colleges like IIT Guwahati and IDC, and I could tell my parents that there is a huge difference between a design college and the design course that we are being taught. And they somehow might have felt that I think we were not able to give him the platform that he wanted or something like that. And then they were like, yeah, please go ahead and do a master's in NIT. We are hearing it is good and all. So I was like, yeah, sure. Let's try. Let's see what is going on.
It is worth it, man. Then you got into that's where you are right now.
Yep.
But yeah. So what would be your first design job or gig that you did? And how did you go at it?
So actually my first job, I've not mentioned it in my LinkedIn because it was a freelance gig, right? So while I was doing an internship in Mumbai at IIT, there was a small startup that came up and they wanted some logo design and stuff. So those days I was also watching Chris Tuka content a lot, how to price logo design, how to talk with clients and also I was like, okay, let's take this and see how that happens, and if that pays off little pocket money also, that would be great, or if not, then at least portfolio may something would go in as a live project. So that's how that project happened. And these days though, I don't know, like I have never I have haven't looked back and saw that design. I know that that is horrible. I would not be able to sleep at night if I see those designs that I did back then. But yeah, that was my first gig. But my official job that I got was at Tally. So this was in 2016. I graduated in 2016 from Industrial Design at NIT Kolkata, and then I joined Tally mostly because I felt that some of the leaders, design leaders, were there. Were very well experienced and they could mentor me, and that also happened. Like the mentors that I got in Tally were really good and they could help me become a more mature designer.
That is interesting. I think I know that you joined Tally, and we are gonna get into that. But I wanted to ask just before that, you did a internship at IIT Bombay, right? So wanted to ask how did you got it? Like, that's the
Oh
main thing.
yeah. So at the end of third year, so this is thing in our college that everyone needs to get an internship, gets to get some industry experience. So there are easier way to get internship, right? So there are like some public sector companies like RSP, Rourkela Steel Plant, and all, wherein the job is very easy. You apply for it, and if you have some contact there, then they will take you as an intern. You just need to visit the steel plant one day and you come back, and at the end of 2 months you'll get a certificate saying that you have completed 60 days or whatever, right? So that was a path that a lot of people were taking, and I don't have this natural to not go in a herd and try to stand out. So I thought ki where can I do an internship where I can actually learn from some experts in the industry. And like I was saying, I was always curious what goes inside a design school, right? And that's how I thought, okay, what are the different design schools? So there were about 10 design schools around that time. NID was not accepting internship. It does not have an internship program, but IITs have. And that's how I kind of cold mailed all the professors at IIT and IIT Bombay and IIT Guwahati. But before that, I had already done a internship at IIT Guwahati, but still I just mailed them. And these were not like a templatized mail. I read their work and whatever project they were working on. The current project that was hot, I could figure that out and write something about that and tell that what I wanted to contribute in. And yeah, that's how Anirudh Joshi, the person who was heading IDC back then, he reached out. He told me, okay, if you want to join, then do come in, and we have a 2.5 months ka program. If you want to join, then you can come. And that's how that thing happened, through cold mail, but little studied, researched cold mail.
That is interesting because that's how a lot of times people do get gigs or like that is interesting. So I think now I want to come to that tally part. Like you joined tally, then you did some freelance at Oro, then you kind of got again back into internship with them. Fine. And just wanted to ask, I got the fact now that you did a master's in between. That's why you again got into a little bit of internship and then back into job. But I wanted to ask, how was your experience in those domains?
Yeah, so for Tally is very interesting. Okay, so Tally is not a very design driven company. So the product Tally that we have, it does not have a graphic element on it. It is entirely text. I don't know, maybe Tally 2.0 might be having something, but for the last 35 years, Tally didn't have any graphics on it. And it is very difficult, especially when you are young and you know that design means all graphics and shiny stuff, right? But when I got into Tally, I realized that it is not that, because how can this be a legacy software dominating the market without having any kind of graphics? And that's where I learned what that design is, right? How can design be without graphics? And obviously there were mentors who could teach me about typography, and I got really interested into typography because that's what Tally was about, right? It's just typography, and there is no such visuals. And it was a very lightning fast software, and that is the reason why they had to reduce or cut down any kind of fat in the software. So that was a really interesting period for me to learn the absence of visual design, and how can a designer contribute in a space where, you know, there were no visuals as such. So that was interesting part. And yeah, that experience led me to NID. So, I mean, the learnings that were there from the mentors that I had helped me in cracking NID. So obviously at NID, again, the fifth semester is internship. So you have to definitely do an internship or a self-sponsored project. Now, internship pays you, so why not, you know, do internship at industry? So that 6 month project, everybody has to take 1 6-month project, and I took it at MFine. And mostly because the product was promising, it still is promising. It's a healthcare startup where, you know, the patients could connect to doctors, and it does a bunch more stuff as well. I worked on a vaccination tracker project, which was really exciting. So that was, again, it is a first. So Tally was a legacy company, right? So a lot of people are there, and slowly, slowly they are building the software, and it has a different pace altogether. You have enough time to, you know, learn by your own and all. But MFine is a fast-paced startup. They just got some funding and they wanted to expand and build new features. The features were like built in 7 days and shipped and tested and all of that. So that pacing, I mean, groomed me well for the next job that I currently have at Zeta. So I really enjoyed that fast-paced startup thing. And I could realize that, okay, the current me does not like, you know, working in a very, very stable company where, you know, the process and structure is set up. Rather, I enjoyed the fast-paced, fast-moving projects that were there in MFine. So yeah, those were there. Auro was just a small freelance gig that I did in one of the summer vacations at NID. So some of my friends were, you know, doing a few couple of months kind of internship here and there. Then I got FOMO ki I should also be doing something. Some live project should also be there in my portfolio as well. And then I thought, ki, yeah, let's reach out to LinkedIn and see if anyone has some gig to do. And then, yeah, so one person, the CTO of Auro reached out saying that they wanted to expand the product to different countries and wanted to have a visual overall of their current app. And that's how they said, ki, we want to pull you in into this. And yeah, that's how that project happened.
That's interesting, man. So now coming to the Zeta thing that you mentioned, like you are right now working as user experience designer at Zeta. I wanted to ask, how is your experience? What is your role all about? And how is, I'm hoping it's going remotely. So how is it going remotely?
Yeah, so Zeta is a very people's oriented company. It's a fast growing company right now. So I joined when there were about 400 employees. Currently we have about 1200 employees. So it has grown 3 times in terms of employees in the last 1.5 year. Okay. And that's huge for a startup to grow like that. But the culture has not diluted yet. Okay. So the idea of, you know, being a fast-paced startup and people-oriented startup where you can pretty much reach out to every person in the company and they would be very happy to help. So the bond between people is very strong at Zeta here. So I'm learning a lot here than MFine. MFine, mein, because of some of my personal issues, I couldn't open up to people. And I didn't have issues with people back there, but I had issue within myself because of which I couldn't reach out to. And hence I thought, okay, I would need a very good team, a design team that I could join. And that's where I figured out Zeta and a couple of few other companies were also good at that. And that's how I got into Zeta. And currently it has been very, I worked on a bunch of projects. Okay. So I think about 70 odd small projects I worked on, and I have currently I'm working deeply with 2-3 projects, but my first year has been working on multiple projects with multiple people and multiple different scenarios. So that has helped me a lot, especially in terms of project management and time management on all of that. So yeah, it's been a very good learning experience so far.
That's interesting, man. So I know that in the next question, I just want to ask about this thing. This is very specific. So I know that you won the Adobe's Top Talent 2019 and the NASSCOM Design for India Design Award. So
what? Yeah.
I never understood the concept of this. Like, how people do get this, right? So I wanted to ask, how did you got it? And if a beginner really wants to get something that far in their life, how they can have that journey?
Well, these are just design competitions, right? So if you have a live project with you, or if you have done any kind of project, and you see, you just need to look at what is going on in this this design competition space. What are the kind of themes that are coming up, that people are coming up with, right? So I had a couple of AR VR projects, so immersive reality projects, and I just found a few competition that where I could participate. That's all. It was not like the competition existed and I built a project to get into the competition or do something, right? I already had the projects with me. I mean, that's what NID gives you, right? A lot of projects and a lot of time to work on those kind of projects. So because I had some projects and I found out that, okay, these are the competition where these projects can get into. So I applied for it, and yeah, so because probably they were well made or something, they got selected. And yeah, that's how it happened. But mostly what this competition needs is you document it well. You document the process and the impact well. That's what I could figure out from participating in these kind of competitions.
Interesting, man. I think the whole journey has been a lot interesting from starting out as an engineer and but knowing that you want to do design no matter what, even if you do computer science or whatever engineering, but
yep.
Then getting back to a master's, doing some experience and a lot of things. I got the factor how it did. And I think I have never found any person who has not done a freelance gig. It's very rare. Like, no matter what, they do a freelance gig here and there. It might be just for a friend doing a logo or whatever, but they would have done that. That's for sure. And
yeah.
I think that makes very sense. So this is a part of, the next question is a part of your whole journey. Not just related to design, but general. So if someone asks, who is Bharat beyond design? So who are you?
Yeah, like I mentioned, I am a content creator beyond design. So I write on design, productivity, and a bit of social observations. So that's what I am. So I make content. So I started being a content creator by making content on Instagram. Making the carousel content on Instagram. And then currently I'm also writing blogs quite frequently as well. So yeah, sometime maybe I would also want to get into YouTube and would take your advice as to how to start and all. Because you have worked at Growth School as well, I think you can help me some of these tactics that Viber would have told you. So yeah, but yeah, so I have not really I have been struggling to get to know where I want to start with in terms of YouTube, because I'm already a little spread in terms of giving my time to Instagram carousel and to blog, and also I have a newsletter along with that. So I was thinking YouTube is something that I definitely want to do.
It's a time consuming thing.
It's a time consuming thing. I'm still trying to figure out what can I do where it will be less time consuming. Like, I can probably take some of my already existing content and elaborate. So that would be less in terms of thinking and probably execution. I could keep it very raw and have less editing and stuff. So I'm still figuring that thing out. But yeah, if you ask me who I am, I'm a content creator and I play games and what do I do? I'm also a son and a brother. So that has a different responsibility.
But yeah, that's interesting, man. And I think the whole journey has been so nice and interesting, ups and downs, hey, and they are coming out to decisions, how you got to do decisions and everything around it. And thank you so much. That's the end of this podcast. Thank you so much, Bharat, for coming in. Thank you so much for everyone. But before going, just one last question. This is for the audience that we really ask with everyone. What would be your two pieces of advice that you want to give to anyone who is listening or watching this? Just could be of design, could not be of design in general. What would be your two pieces of advice?
I think I want to quote Nawal Ravikant. So he says that play long-term games with long-term people. Right? So that's what I want to give advice on, ki think about long-term goals, and I mean play the game as if you're playing it long-term, not like you're sprinting but you are in a marathon. Right? So because what I feel a lot of young designers currently are facing is this trying to achieve something big in a very short time. So that is where I am seeing that a lot of designers are, you know, not understanding the basics of things, or you know, not clearing the basics, but want to wow the audience, right? So fortunately for me, I was also that kind of guy. Okay, I was also trying to get into, you know, very cool graphics and everything. But my experience at Tally actually, you know, gave me that lesson that wow is not something that is, you know, always required. Especially in the beginning, that lesson was very valuable to me. Okay, I think that is what a lot of people currently can think of, ki we need to play it really long term. So as much basic knowledge we can build, it is much better than, you know, trying to do this one of wow things, or you know, trying to do that big user delight, that big motion design or anything. Rather, if we have some fundamental knowledge built, because everything else will be built on top of that, and knowing that we are going to play this long term for whatever 35 years, right? So it is very important to build that foundational knowledge in the beginning. So yeah, that would be my advice.
That is perfect, man. That is something that can be used by everyone who is listening or watching. I think that's it, man. That's it. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for watching, everyone, and thanks for listening. Thanks a lot, Bharat, for taking out the time to come in, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Really great to and honored to be around with you people. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. So see you guys in the next one.